after midnight or so, bring it to the window and sing a few songs.
Did people used to do that?
Yes. They still do it sometimes.
They do?
Yeah, they had a serenade here about, oh, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. One of the neighbors out here, they brought some music. It was a woman's birthday. No, it was Mother's Day. On Mother's Day, they brought some music to her.
It was her son?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Are Mexican customs, like about dating or getting married, are they a whole lot different from Anglo customs? Are things stricter?
Yes, they're getting to be almost the same now, but they used to be a lot stricter. They'd have to ask for the permission to go to the house of the girl. And they couldn't go out on the streets like they do now, hand in hand.
A couple couldn't?
That's right. Well, there might have been a few that did it, but the majority didn't. They'd go to the house and talk a while, and they ask for the girl. They'd send a couple of grown-up people to ask the parents for the girl, for the boy, and they'll take about a month before they give them an answer. Right.
They would
be the godfathers.
They would ask for him?
They would ask for her.
I mean, they would ask in his place, they would go and,
right,
and ask for her. What about the father in a Mexican household? Is he... I read somewhere that he's more strict, or he's more sort of removed from his family than in an Anglo household. Like, when you were growing up with, we'll say with, did the children feel as close to their father as they did to their mother, or were they more scared of their father?
They're more scared of the father. You didn't, didn't see him as often as you did your mother. So therefore, your mother would be more closer to you than your father. So when he came, you respected him.
Did you raise your children Mexican or Anglo or sort of in between?
I guess in between. Nowadays you have to.
What sort of ways do you consider yourself to be more Mexican than Anglo? Like what sort of customs and things?
Well, and to respect the grown people, for one thing, and I believe they do. That's a more like a Mexican way.
Mexicans show more respect for older people?
Right, I think so. And then Anglo way, I want them to learn the language, go to school.
This bit about old people's homes or nursing homes or whatever, how would Mexicans feel about that? Around the border, they were telling me that when a person gets old, you know, well, in Mexico, they don't have Social Security or